Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Department of Justice, giving Trump the unchecked power to seek vengeance, eliminating the Department of Education, and defunding K-12 schools, requiring the government to monitor women's pregnancies, and Trump has also proposed severe cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
He'll take control, we'll pay the price.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
On the way to Cape May.
Oh yeah, baby, Cape May!
I fell in love with
That's
you.
Right, we are live!
On the way to Cape May.
My happy place, the Grand Hotel of
I
Cape May, New Jersey!
My dreams come true. I was taken by
Turn it up, we love it! The music, turn it up! Up. There we go!
My heart was gone.
Dun, 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 dun.
When we reached Avalon on the way to Cape May.
All right, welcome back to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our 5 o'clock happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Are we happy or what, huh? Beautiful, beautiful. Let me welcome back to the show. He's a big deal now. He's a big shot because Elon Musk tweeted out an interview he did with John Stossel. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Wilfred Riley, author of Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. Dr. Riley, welcome to Cape May, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, how's your life changed since Elon Musk tweeted that out for you, huh?
Well, that's actually the second or third time he's done that. It turns out Elon Musk knows John.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I had no idea you were that regarded.
Well, it turns out Elon Musk knows John Stossel. So the first time he did it was about a week or two ago with my series on slavery. And he just put the video up at the top of his page. It was pinned for a couple of days. So these tens of thousands of people started following me on social media, and I had no idea why this was happening. And I happened to look at Elon Musk's page for something else, like a job opening for a buddy, and I saw that it was me, and it was like, oh, well, that makes sense. But yeah, he did it again with the Native Americans portion of the John Stossel series.
And that, of course, is covered in Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, that the Native Americans were not all the victims that they're made out to be in our modern education curriculum, right?
Yeah, well, one of the chapters of the book talks about how the Native Americans are great warriors, poets, all that, but they weren't particularly peaceful. So part of the idea is that we genocided these peaceful indigenous people who, as my chapter title says, spent all day dancing and making love. That's not what happened.
With wolves.
I mean, the white groups and a lot of free blacks and so on as well came to the United States over hundreds of years and fought these very established warrior tribes. And even before that, the natives had been fighting brutally among one another. I mean, the Iroquois, the Sioux, the Aztecs and so on had carved out what we would think of as empires. I mean, the Sioux were probably the best light cavalry in the history of the world. I mean, the Aztecs, you know, ate tens of thousands of people. So you had a lot of things going on.
Let's talk about the latest that's going on with the Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed Donald Trump for president today. A big part of the reason why they talk about is 2020 and how there was the defund the police movement, of which Kamala Harris jumped on board with and Donald Trump did not. He stood with law enforcement. Democrats capitalized on George Floyd's death to obviously push a narrative. You've been on the show before, Dr. Riley, and you've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George Floyd, when you look at the autopsy report, died actually because of the drugs in his system, and yet the left took that like they've taken so many other things. You're also the author of Hate Crime Hoax, and they ran with it for political purposes, and they pushed an agenda, and they pushed a narrative.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised to see the FOP endorse Donald Trump. I mean, right now, we're seeing one of those things that politicians are so good at, which is Kamala Harris attempting a redefinition, where she's saying, you know, I was never the border czar, no one used that label, I mean, that's flatly untrue. He was saying, you know, I've always been an advocate for police. I've always been strongly in the corner of law enforcement and all that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, back in 20, that's George Floyd year. I mean, Kamala Harris was actually endorsing the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is a far left organization that was actually bailing out some of these actual rioters, like frontliners that were fighting with the police for Antifa, Black Bloc, Occupy, so on. And the police haven't forgotten. And yeah, when you mention George Floyd, I mean, no one describes that case as like the best example of policing ever that you're going to put in the training manual. But the simple reality is that George Floyd wasn't an innocent man murdered because he was black or something. George Floyd was a career criminal who was on fentanyl, who was on meth. I mean, that's a dangerous combination. Maybe he thought that was ecstasy. He'd taken those together. He had enough fentanyl in his system to kill two or three average people, although he was a big guy and a user. And almost certainly what happened is that when you're in that physical struggle with the officer, Chauvin, who's not a tiny guy himself, there's pressure on his heart. There's what we call excited delirium. And so he died. I don't necessarily know if you could normally sustain a manslaughter charge on that. Something like murder two or murder one would normally be totally impossible because you'd have to show intent to kill George Floyd. But I mean, you know, with the fear of riots in the background and all that, I mean, the jury voted as it did. You might correct this, but the jury voted to convict on murder two, murder three, and man one.
Say that last part again, Dr. Riley. You broke up. The jury voted to acquit on what?
Sorry, there may be some phone issues here. The jury voted, as I understand, to convict on murder 2, murder 3, and manslaughter 1.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. No, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a really big deal right there. It also says a lot about narratives in general, right, and how these things happen. And as part of hate crimes go and as part of these narratives, Matthew Shepard's a great example. We've talked about that in the past, too, that America is this hateful, hateful place. I noticed, though, that at the Democrat National Convention, they kind of got away from that. I even saw American flags and they weren't burning them, which shocked me. You know what I mean? Because I saw the American flags and I was waiting to see where the door flame logs were going to be underneath. And I never saw that. So this is the thing. I guess the Democrat Party has realized maybe they went too far down this road of America's this awful place. And maybe they now are recognizing that, hey, it's shocking to think about, but maybe Americans don't hate their own country despite your best efforts. And you got to give them they've really done a yeoman's job here of trying to indoctrinate people to believe that. But maybe we're not so bad, huh?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that you see a lot of this near election years where both parties will try to trend back hard toward the middle. But with the Democrats, yeah, I mean, Joe Biden throughout the past couple of years has been using terms like undocumented citizen. He's been saying, you know, we welcome almost anyone that wants to come that's non-criminal to this country, doing a lot of talk about there's nothing wrong with apologizing for your past and so on. And if you poll the typical blue-collar Democrat, there's not really that much interest in that whatsoever. So, I mean, at the convention, it was kind of spun the other way, right? Like, Harris's whole pitch is she doesn't actually have much to do with the Biden administration. I mean, she keeps saying the Biden-Harris administration was the term they used for the past 2 years of the administration. But Harris keeps saying things like there aren't any ties between me and the current government. The right-wing media keeps trying to find some. This was a quote-unquote scandal in the press recently. Yeah, the convention was full of people waving flags and chanting, "We love Joe." The question is whether people are going to bite. Like, are people going to accept that the Democrats are the more patriotic of the two parties? I leave that up to you and your audience.
Probably not, I'm guessing, based on the reaction in the room, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Dr. Wilfred Riley's here. He's the author of Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and we're so grateful to have him on the show. So let me ask you this question then, as we think about Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. We are also talking about now of Kamala Harris running campaign commercials showing Trump's border wall, literally portions of the border wall that he built. But again, she said the border wall was a terrible, terrible thing. A lot of people have said this now. Now we're hearing about all these gangs coming in and taking over places like Aurora, Colorado. And they're using gang names, you know, for these illegal immigrant gangs who are coming here to this country. How much of that do you think is a problem for the Democrats going into this election?
Well, it's going to depend on what people believe. I mean, a problem that if you read the literature, Arab and Chinese generals have actually said that we have as Americans overall is that we have a memory of about 4 weeks. So, I mean, like, the Chinese remember being humiliated by the Westerners in the Opium Wars, you know, 200 years ago. And that's not necessarily the way Americans think. So, I mean, with the whole border wall thing, Kamala Harris recently said that she would support a border bill that included funding for, it's called More Than Fencing or something like that, but it's basically Trump's wall. Then the question is, will people actually associate her with the wall? Or will they remember, you know, that was her opponent that was promising this to build this structure like a couple of years ago? And I mean, it's an interesting question. Like, obviously, the overall impact of mass migration, if you're talking about black communities, ethnic Caucasian communities, has been overwhelmingly negative, the country overall. So, yeah, the situation you're describing is that crazy one in Aurora, Colorado, where a mostly Venezuelan gang apparently took over a housing project.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are guys walking around with, like, sniper rifles and purge masks on and all of this stuff. Communicating entirely in Spanish, some kind of indigenous language. And I think when most people see that, the reaction is going to be, well, you know, there are many great, hardworking people from other places, but this is ridiculous. We can't have this going on a large scale. So is Harris going to be associated with that? The question remains.
Even Cenk Yeager from the Young Turks came out and said, this is ridiculous. Something has to be done about this. I mean, when you've lost Cenk and the Young Turks, that's a problem, Wilfred Riley. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big problem right there.
Well, the Young Turks are actually getting kind of based. I mean, Anna from the Young Turks is, I mean, remember an urban kind of feminist businesswoman? She's had friends robbed and probably more in some of these urban areas, San Francisco, Portland. So, I mean, when you're looking at that, you're thinking, like, I'm a female co-CEO. Like, I'm trying to run a business. Are you going to be able to support something like deinstitutionalization of homeless heroin addicts or something like that? Those are policies. They're what we used to call college kid policies. Like, they sound really good when you don't have any money in the poker game. And I think a lot of those people like Kent now do. I mean, if you built a broadcast studio in SF or L.A., like, you have hundreds of millions of dollars invested in that being a livable city that doesn't look like Tenochtitlan.
Let me ask you about, I saw this story out of my state of New Jersey. A woman tweeted this out that the, and it's true, I checked the source on this, it is accurate. The 2024 New Jersey Department of Education sent this to schools. Registration of new students should not be contingent on completing paperwork. Documentation showing the student's address or even a birth certificate will not be required for enrollment any longer. Now, you know, my wife and I moved to our town because the schools were good, and we had to provide them all kinds of examples of proof of address so that we could enroll our kids. And then the Murphy administration, the king of New Jersey, decided that he was going to change all that, and now in the way of helping undocumented migrants, they are scrapping the residency rules. You can't force people to show anything. I mean, that's just asinine. Is it not to turn around and say that we're not going to even ask for paperwork because it's racist?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, I think this is part of something that we see a lot in every business, which is the idea that you can't have rules because they might disadvantage poor people, recent immigrants, so on down the line. And some of that's fair. But the problem is that you get into a society where you don't have rules. So, I mean, as you mentioned, just thinking about this with school, like, I mean, you and I both talked about being an all right athlete back during the school days. There are all sorts of reasons for residency requirements. You can't just bring in ringers from your ball team for all over the state. You can't enroll students that are actually 22, causing all kind of potential legal and sexual harassment issues. So, no, there are obvious reasons you would need to show a birth certificate to do most of these things. The idea is that forcing people to do that disadvantages minority communities, but it also disadvantages everyone has to go to school with the 27-year-old guy from El Sal now. I mean, I don't mean to make that as a joke, but, like, there's no way.
But, I mean,
you don't need a birth certificate. You don't need proof of residency. There's nothing to stop.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Anyone from going to school, if my jump shot was better, I'd consider it again. Yeah, high school's an interesting time. You know, so that is...
I peaked in high school. High school was my glory days. I still miss it. You know what I mean? I wear my varsity jacket. I never got a varsity letter, but I wear the varsity jacket all the time. I'd love to go back. I'll enroll tomorrow. Are you kidding me? It'd be 1990s all over again, baby. I'm in. Sign me up.
Yeah, it's just listening to Nirvana and talking to a table full of freshman girls. Every time someone notices you're 37. You know, I obviously don't want to do that. I don't think you want to do that. But, I mean, the basic reality is that giving people the potential space where they can do things like that is bad. And we're seeing a lot more of this kind of thing. And it goes beyond, like, these little ID documents. It gets into the question of, like, even what school means, for example. Like, there's a school district that recently changed their grade so that an A is 100 down to 75 and so on. B is 75 down to 60. So even the people that are moving forward in grade haven't necessarily learned anything or gone to traditional school. And again, the idea is, well, the grades were disadvantaging poor kids. Okay, but now nobody has grades that are worth anything. None of your kids are getting into Ivies or even Big Ten schools. So these are real problems that you have to consider.
By the way, the crowd just groaned when you said that. And I don't blame him. I mean, I had to work very, very hard to make sure that I wouldn't get the kind of grades you just talked about. I did get them in math. I'm no math guy, but I mean, that's why I talk for a living and don't do calculus. But the idea that I could have just turned around and said I was, I don't know, a victim of math. I mean, because math is racist, is it not?
Well, I think you're getting a lot of this. Like, so one of the things with modern therapy, like actual hospitals, standing next to one right now, do an incredible amount of good. Doctors do an incredible amount of good. The problem with things like modern therapy culture is that we're administering a lot of this to people that aren't sick in the first place. So normal behaviors end up getting medicalized and defined as bad. So, I mean, the things you're talking about, like math reflecting upper class privilege or being late for everything being called time blindness, that's actually stuff that there are academic articles about. So you can now claim that in school, like time blindness at many universities, including one I happen to know is right down the road from mine, is actually something you can use to get an extension on tests. So you can say, well, I'm bad at taking tests. That's a disability. You need to give me enough time to get a better grade on the test. So we're kind of moving away from that old, you know, trial by fire approach we used to use with everyone. And I guess the excuse is that it hurts people that are doing badly. But if you don't have a test to distinguish between people that are doing well and people that are doing badly, it's really hard to figure out who should be, say, a doctor or a student at Princeton in the first place.
Yeah, and I don't want my doctor suffering from time blindness when I'm on the operating chair. You know what I mean? I wanted the guy to show up on time. But I guess that's kind of part of the issue, too. Everybody can be a victim if they want to be. I know people who are chronically late all the time, and they infuriate me because I just think you should be punctual in life. In fact, I think if you're on time, you're late. You should be a little bit early. That's the way I was raised, you know. But you could just turn around now and go, I'm a victim of time blindness, all right? And also, too, clocks then are racist, too, because they force us to conform to society's heteronormative patriarchal. I'm trying to think like a lefty here, Dr. Riley. You got to work with me here. I'm trying my best. It's not easy for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of us can naturally offhand think like someone who's truly woke. But, I mean, I personally am not naturally on time for everything. I tend to be a little bit late. I don't know. There are probably some ethnic and personal jokes you could make about that, some Southern regional jokes. as
I'm
well.
I'm not making jokes. That we'll leave that to Hillary Clinton and Bill de Blasio.
But I definitely don't think there's any kind of medical condition there. But there really is like an overarching thread through all this that you and I have both talked about before, that you've helped me spell out in public appearances before. And it's sort of the idea that if there's a gap in anything, if you look at the results from some kind of test, and there's a gap between different racial groups, between men and women, so on, you're looking at prejudice. So, I mean, it's the same thing here. If you find that your tests are producing different scores for white and black kids, or black kids are outperforming recent immigrant kids, the idea is there's something wrong with the test. It's not that people are studying to different degrees, for example. Even the clock thing, I mean, there's an argument recently, I forget where this was published, but they're requiring people to know how to read Roman numerals is a little classist and racist because not everyone automatically learns that. So it turns out that a near majority of kids, if you look at them today, can't read an old school clock. They can read like a 5 and a 4, but not, you know, the 1, 1, 1 next to each other that represents 3.
Yeah. So as we begin the new school year now and we think about this, and you are the author, of course, of Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and your book is a big hit. People love it. And then it's a very, very important one for us. And we've talked about this before. You and I have said this, which is that, you know, we used to say history is written by the winners, and that may be true, but it's taught by the educators and the education system. And so as you think about the current state of the American education system right now, what do you think is the one thing that they are doubling down, if there is one thing that they're doubling down on, making sure that they push on our kids in the classroom that is wrong? I mean, maybe other areas they might have shied away from, kind of like the Democrat Party going back to the American flag for the election season. Is there something that they're still doubling down on despite the historical inaccuracy of it?
Yeah, and I want to repeat something you just said there, which is, you know, people always say history is written by the victors. So if you say, well, we've got all this kind of woke partisan nonsense in the schools, one automatic response is kind of, what are you talking about? The people that won, the people that beat the great Native nations and so on, wrote the history book. That's not quite accurate. Like, history is written by the historians and it's taught by the history teachers. The victors are the guys that were riding horses against the Comanche, you know, a lot of whom died with a lot of arrows in them, and many of them couldn't read. So somebody had to look at what Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett and Thomas Jefferson and so on said and analyze it and write down their take on it. And those are the people that actually define what we see as received truth in the United States. And many of those people are just community college professors. They're guys that are dumber than me and you, and they tend to be on the political left.
Not by the way, it's not
dumb, but I mean, they're just people. Like, you ever go to Harvard, it's just guys that got a 1350 on the SAT. I mean, our society is just led by human beings, and realizing that is actually deeply frightening. Like, last thing, but the first time I looked at the national debt, I remember thinking, well, these boys must have some kind of plan. Because if this were just me and my fiance spending money, I would think they were about to go bankrupt. There must be some deeper strategy here where we're spending this type of money with no money in reserve. And when I looked that up, no, we're overrunning the standard bankruptcy limits for the country. We just raised the debt ceiling. We're broke. There is no plan. The adults are us. Like, you run a major show. I'm a college professor. No one's much smarter. Scary. Anyway, pessimism aside, what are they doubling down on? I'd say they're really doubling down on the racial stuff. I mean, the 1619 Project, they actually released a statement, like, despite significant backlash, recently published a new book. It's called 1619, A New Origin Story for the United States. So I think the one thing that the left is going to defend to the end is every gap indicates prejudice. Like, they might say, okay, the Aztecs were savage cannibals and Cortez was a good guy in some way, because we're not living in that world anymore. But in today's world, they won't admit that Asians and Nigerians are doing better because they study more or something, because the implications of that destroy their entire paradigm.
What about with Christopher Columbus Day coming up? And I should mention, we'll be back here live at the Grand Hotel on October 13th. I think it's the 13th, Friday the 13th. Yeah, Friday the 13th. What could possibly go wrong? What about Columbus? I know that Tim Walz was very happy when people toppled over the Columbus statue in Minnesota during the George Floyd Summer of Love. Indigenous Peoples Day, as it's now taught in many areas, Dr. Wilfred Riley, they won't refer to Columbus anymore. I had a laugh because my sister-in-law, who's a lot younger than I am, literally said, "Do you and Bridget and the kids have anything planned for Indigenous Peoples Day weekend?" And I looked at her and I said, Annie, I love you, but how were you able to get that out in one mouthful? I'm serious. Like, how did you not stumble on that as you were saying it, you know? And as an Italian, I'm offended by that because, look, I mean, Columbus is my people, man. You know, we decided that we had to do something for the Italians who were getting lynched, by the way, the largest mass lynching in American history of Italian Americans. And we had to do something for the Italian people. We picked Columbus, but now it's like my people get un gats, Dr. Wilfred Riley, as we say, you know?
Yeah, kind of Tony Soprano style there, right? Like, in this household, Christopher Columbus is an Italian-American man that we respect. I don't think that the idea that all of American history was terrible is as core to the left-wing project as the idea that American results today are determined by prejudice. Because the past matters less, except in that it's instrumental for the story today. So people like to be able to say, well, slavery is the reason for the gaps we see today. But even if you don't say it's slavery, you can say it's subtle bias or stereotype threat or 100 other things. But, yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to see some things for Columbus Day. We're also, I think, we're going to see some proud Italian-Americans and regular citizens marching or in peaceful protests. I think you're really going to see these kind of protests accelerate when we come up to the 250th anniversary of the country, which is going to be pretty soon. I mean, that's 2026, right? So, I mean, you have places like Fargo, North Dakota, that are planning these giant parades and fireworks over Mount Rushmore for a day. And then you have other places like Chicago and Philly that are, taking a different approach, let's say.
Well, Philly hosted the Bicentennial in 1976. Are we not doing that this time around? We are doing a lot? All right, good. By the way, we're giving out free carjackings to everybody who comes for the Tricentennial.
Letting them participate in the American practice of capitalism invented in the city of brotherly love. Run it. Put them cameras in a box. But I don't think that Philly is participating. I don't know. That could easily be wrong. But, I mean, I've been to Philly to meet with clients. And I've seen, at very least in the papers and so on, I've seen no mention of the 250th is coming up. We have less than a year and a half. So, at very least, you're not seeing that be the major focus of the city. I don't think that's going to be a bigger festival than, say, Pride Month.
Yeah, it'll probably be a day versus a month. You know, you'll get, or maybe it'll be American Pride Hour, but it won't last longer than that. Dr. Wilfred Riley, I appreciate you being here for the show. Lies, my liberal teacher, told me, if you haven't got your copy yet, what are you waiting for? Come on! The book is awesome. It's a must read. We will talk to you soon, hopefully next week, my friend, if your schedule allows, and have a great rest of your, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rich. Have a great one. Bye.
All right.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, as we continue along here live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and Reverend Caitlin's walking by. If you want to book a wedding, she's the one to talk to, or an event in general. This is the place to do it. We're up here on the fifth floor ballroom, and it's a beautiful place to be right now. We got views of the ocean. We're talking about baby showers, bridal showers, corporate retreats, and so much more. GrandHotelKMA.com, a sponsor of our happy hour. All right, as we continue along the show here, Jimmy Fallon is going to stop by in a little bit. I did want to mention to you, there's some breaking news around, I'm sorry, I'm still in the air, but I have some breaking news regarding, let's see here right now, we've got, I mentioned this earlier, Donald Trump's sentencing is going to be delayed at least until after the election, Judge Juan Merchan writing that today. Interesting points from the judge on this of why he's doing it. So first of all, the judge has said that he doesn't want the alleged appearance of impropriety or election interference. The judge, though, and this is really interesting, the judge is a guy who donated to Joe Biden, is a guy whose daughter has made a ton of money on Democrat causes. She is somebody who winds up turning around and raises money because of that, so she's used that to her advantage as well. And Judge Merchan, for all of the nonsense, would be subject to appeals court scrutiny. So before you go singing the guy's praises and think this judge is a landmark judge here, remember, everything this judge does is subject to the scrutiny of the upper courts. So keep that in mind as well. All right, continuing along here at the Grand Hotel, Jimmy Failla is going to join us next. I did want to play, I got a ton of audio for you. We're going to talk to EJ and Tony in the 6 o'clock hour about the state of the economy. We are just cooking with gasoline here today, and I'm so happy that you joined us for this live show. What a great crowd we have, too, Henry. I mean, this is amazing, right? Amazing crowd. Tremendous crowd. Really, really happy that everybody's here today. Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons is our go-to place for when it comes to home improvement. We have used Emmons in our home for the last 8 years in two different houses. So they've done our roof, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and so much more. You can trust the great people of Emmons Roofing and Siding. They are local. They serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And they'll do great work for you. Matt and Stephanie pride themselves on making sure you're happy, and they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Count of 10% off. 10% off Anderson window replacement. Doors, windows, siding. And remember, your home is going to benefit not only the curb appeal, but the insulation factor, the energy efficiency factor, all those factors. That's what Emmons brings to you. Protection and peace of mind. Make sure you tell them I sent you and give them a call today by calling 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or go to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S. emmonsroofing.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. emmonsroofing.com.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switched to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Mike Quick. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business and your point-of-sale system isn't helping you sell more, earn more, or work less, you need to talk to my friends at PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ has everything you need for success. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS system available. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan that will help your business succeed. Visit PDQPOS.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
The exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System continues to be tried, true, and proven by over 5,000 Crash Proof consumers.
I am Nancy Harding. This is my husband, Robert. With the Crash Proof System, we are inflation proof.
To offset inflation, we can take more cash out. The rest of our system will continue to grow.
And at a faster rate than we take it out, it makes his sleep, hence my sleep, so much better.
Tom Herr, and this is Susan Herr, Norvon, Pennsylvania. The Crash Proof System is fighting inflation for us. When prices do go up, we still have income coming in. And even though we're using money, we're still making more money. And at the end, we have more money than we started with.
We have those resources to make our life in retirement much more comfortable.
And we can sleep at night.
Yes, definitely.
Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at the William Penn Inn on Tuesday, September 17th. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
40 days to lose up to 40-plus pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances so you can lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep it off. Call Dr. T, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds, 40 days up to 40 pounds, NJ Diet.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
Partly cloudy overnight, down to 66. On Saturday, we'll expect showers in the afternoon, high of 77. Sunshine's back on Sunday with a high of 73. Monday, it's a bit warmer with a high of 79. Sunshine still with us. More sun on Tuesday with a high of 84.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We were older, and we wouldn't have to wait.
But we got an hour to go. Welcome back. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Incredible. I got to tell you, the Zioli Army, you've done it. This was an incredible showing today. We do have people awesome. Leaving. But, right? It was amazing.
Hundreds of people here. Hundreds.
Thousands. And people came in. Other people left. And people came in. Millions. Biggest crowds ever. That's true. Yes. And I want to wish Mike a happy birthday. Mike came down for his 60th birthday from Long Beach Island. Mike, happy birthday to you. Thanks for being here. And I want to thank, I got a bottle of wine here from Carol and Pasquale Cara. They made wine. It's a Stellenbosch from South Africa. And they gave me a bottle of it. So thank you. I will drink that momentarily. All right. As we continue live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, Jimmy Failla is going to call in, hopefully, but Hannity is running late. And Jimmy's got to do Hannity and Hannity pre-tapes because, you know, that's Hannity. So
set your DVR.
Yeah, set your DVR. 9 p.m. tonight. But in the meantime, we have some new audio, Henry, do we not?
Yeah, no, you were talking earlier about Donald Trump being nominated or being endorsed by the FOP. So he got on stage earlier tonight when you were talking with Dr. Victoria Coates. And he accepted that endorsement. Let's take a listen to it.
Let's do it.
That's why I'm so deeply honored to receive the Fraternal Order of Police official endorsement for President of the United States. Thank you all very much in the room. I know you voted on that.
Cops love him.
Thank you very much. Great honor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Patrick. I want to thank Patrick and every officer here this afternoon. It's really something I will not forget. 373,000. And, you know, Patrick just corrected the teleprompter. How did you add the other 4,000 people? They want to join so badly because they think we're going to win. Everyone now wants to be doing that. Huh? He said he doesn't think he knows. Thank you very much. So to think that numbers like that, I mean, that's a big group. That's the largest group in the country by far, I guess, right?
He also went after Krasner, huh, Henry?
Yeah. No, part of his speech here was going after Marxists.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't like Marxists. We don't. That's why we sell our merch, Robin, because we're not Marxists.
So he wants to sign legislation to strengthen protections for police officers and crack down on Marxists like our own Larry Krasner.
Ooh, Krasner got a shout-out by President Trump during the FOP speech today, huh? How about that? How do you like that? All right, let's take a listen.
As president, I will sign legislation to strengthen protections for police officers, so important, and I will crack down on Marxist prosecutors like Philadelphia's Larry Krasner and LA's George Gascon.
Boom!
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Boom!
These people, you get a murderer. This guy just shot three people, and he's out on the streets in 2 hours. It's crazy. No bail. Cashless, they call it. No longer will corrupt DAs be allowed to engage in selective and race-based enforcement of the law. My administration will issue hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants to reward cities and towns and return to proven crime-fighting methods, including stop-and-frisk and broken windows policing. We did that with Rudy Giuliani. It was so successful. You know, New York, before Giuliani, New York was at the edge. It was a hopeless situation. And Rudy came in and he did the stop and frisk thing. And he did at numbers that were moderate, good. You can't go crazy. But they knew what they were doing, and they did the windows. And the windows sounds like a ridiculous idea, but when they had all these burned-out places, they made them look livable. And we went from a crime-ridden city to the safest big city anywhere in the world. You know, it's a big accomplishment. He doesn't get the credit he deserves, I will tell you that.
Yeah, that's good. We got a shout-out. Philadelphia, we're famous, everybody.
Very a very humble Trump today in this speech, don't you think?
Yeah, very humble. Yeah. Maybe this is what we can expect Tuesday night at the debate.
No, he's getting fired up for
it. You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, good.
You don't think he's going to spit venom for that?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you miss chatting with the YouTube community right now? I know you.
Oh, she's on there. I see her.
Oh, she's on. She's chatting away. All right, good. I can't follow along because I have the attention span of a gnat. So if I do, I'll lose. You know what I mean? My train of thought completely, and I'll start talking about things that are nonsense, like the things that go like this. And what do we call those things? We decided wind dancers is what we decided, which sounds like something Wilfred Riley wrote about in his book, like the wind dancers were not all peaceful people or what they made it out to be. All right. What else do we got from Trump?
Well, finally, all right, we'll go to her talking about Kamala prepping for the debate.
All right.
Fetterman.
As you do that real quick, I want to mention, you know, part of the reason why I love this show so much and I love this amazing connection that we have together is that we've done Zioli Army trips overseas to Ireland, Italy, Alaska, which I'm told is part of the United States. And we may do another one next year. I'm not sure. It's all about whether or not I can swing it with the kids and everything else. But and I should really not use that phrase when I talk about trips. But nevertheless, so there's a guy with a license plate here that says Zioli Army, and that's my buddy Rick, and he's got the license plate. So he and his wonderful friend Barbara, they were on the Italy trip with us. How many years ago was that now? This is like 8 years ago maybe. And there was a whole contingent of people from Dawn's Italy trip, and they all left, which is why those tables are open right there. It's the only reason. They all left at the same time, but we have plenty of room if you want to make room. And I do want to mention my friends AJ and Erica Johnson. It's their wedding anniversary today, and they chose to come here and spend it with us, which is why it's going to be their last wedding anniversary when Erica found out that this was part of it. So we're grateful that they're joining us here today. Jimmy is ready to go. Beautiful. So let's do it. We'll play that clip and we'll get Fela. Let's do it.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
She's right now practicing. Do you know that? She's in Pennsylvania, and she's practicing for the debate. She's locked herself in a room. She's got a lot to learn. She's locked herself in a room, and they have one problem. You know what the problem is? They have MAGA side screaming, "We love Trump, we love Trump, we love Trump," and they can't focus. Can you believe it? Just came over. They got MAGA people all over the place, and they're screaming, "We love Trump," and she can't focus. That's okay.
I love it. I love it. It's great. Oh, Tuesday's going to be a fun night. And I'll be on Fox News Tuesday morning if you want to tune in with Dana Perino, my buddy. We'll talk about the debate with her. So, all right. Jimmy Fallon is going to join us in a minute. I do want to mention the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. The big story of the day is the upcoming debate. But my man, he is the king of Saturday night, the one, the only, Fox Across America, and my spirit animal, Jimmy Fela. What's up?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
You are my Hello. Emotional support therapy dog. That's what you are to me, buddy.
Wait, so I'm the Tim Walz of radio? That's funny. That explains all the tampons in the men's room here at Fox now. Okay, thank you for that.
Dude, you're killing it. I mean, Saturday nights have never been better. I'm really excited for next Saturday night, the 14th, because I'm joining you again. I don't know if you know that or not, and now I may not be. But otherwise, I'm excited. You're doing great, brother. And you just had Dennis Quaid on, who's playing President Reagan. How cool is it to sit down with him?
Well, the funniest part of Dennis Quaid is I asked him, I said, be honest, when they called you and told you you were playing a president who got Alzheimer's, did you think they meant Biden? And to his credit, he laughed and he was like, yeah, maybe. And then he kind of got into it. But Quaid, he's awesome, man. The Quaid man is the best. And I just hearing your voice down there really takes me back. And it's a reminder that I still might not be sober from the last time we hung out at the Jersey Shore.
You drove. It took you 6 hours to get here. That's the dedication that Fela has to the Zioli Army, the Admiral of the Zioli Navy himself. Six hours to get to Cape May, and you showed up, and you made it.
Honestly, the next time we plan one of these, I should be the Navy and sail down. It's got to be faster.
You can canoe down. Canoe. I think it'd be faster.
Yeah, seriously. I love that.
What do we got going on this weekend on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon? What do we got?
Oh, this is great. So, you know, there's two astronauts stuck in space right now.
I've heard that.
That's a thing. I don't even know if anybody knows that. But yeah, the good news for them. The good news for them is America is slightly aware that they're stuck at the International Space Station. The bad news is the head of the National Space Council is a woman by the name of Kamala Harris. So we're bringing on Neil deGrasse Tyson to play a game called How Screwed Are They? And then this is the kind of hard-hitting journalism we do. I'm not making this up. Katie Pavlich is on the panel, Robbie Suave from Reason Magazine, Ryan Reese is there, and we're trying, and I know this is ridiculous, okay, but we are, because it's pumpkin spice season now, we're trying to decide who the spice president is, not vice president, spice president, and we're going to be debating pumpkin spice products and deciding which guy is more likely to use it. Do you follow me so far?
I am so glad I'm not on this Saturday night. That's all I gotta say.
It's so, just so everybody knows, it's the dumbest thing you're ever going to watch on television, but it's by design, because everyone in the country who's watching politics right now is on the verge of clotheslining somebody in the streets that they don't even know. So we're trying to take the edge off before this turns into the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas, although whenever you reference Falling Down, they think it's a movie about Biden. Good night.
No, it sounds riveting, and I love Starbucks pumpkin spice because actually I never drink it, but I like the smell of it, especially in New York, because then it kind of overcomes the marijuana / urine smell in New York City. So doing more of that.
No, New York right now, you can get pumpkin spice migrant street crime here. It's nice. they take your wallet, but it's delicious. Oh, you're so happy when you fill out the police report.
Can I get the foam option with that too? Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, you can get anything. You're Rich Zeoli, and you know, you're on the inside here in New York. You're a big deal at Fox now, just so you understand. If you're doing it, no, this matters, and your crowd, they should be excited. I mean, America's News is the most prestigious show we have, like bar none, pound for pound, and that is the show that really like legitimized me here at Fox and got me to this place now where, yeah, Gutfeld is kind of the king of late night, and I'm like the Rodney King of late night. but that's fine. I'll take a few batons from the LAPD to get the ratings up. It don't matter. Come on, man.
Can't we all just get good ratings? I mean, it's all we're trying to do here. You know what I mean? You're also, of course, did you like that? You're also, of course, nationally syndicated radio host on Fox Across America, 12 to 3 every day. We take your show on the weekends. We're going to be doing more of that. We'll talk more later down the road about more Jimmy Fallon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. But in the meantime, you do talk on over 125 radio stations. It's probably bigger now than last time we talked, but that's pretty cool in this election season right now. So as you talk to people all across the country, do they all agree on one thing, and that is Kamala Harris is stupid? Like, is that the one thing that's uniting Americans right now?
You know what people are starting to catch on to? You know, and not to make this all about my show or my ego, but I am now on 160 stations. It's 160. I mean, but who's even counting?
See, I do this all the time. I do this on purpose with them. It's like, you know, there's 2 million people that tuned in to Fox News Saturday night. He's like, excuse me, it's 2.5 million. All right. I say that just so he has to correct me. I love that.
Yeah,
because he's got to show it's bigger.
You want to know why, you guys? It's because I want credit, because few people have accomplished more with less than I have. Okay. I showed up to the biggest cable news channel in the world with a community college degree and the cheat code to Contra. Okay? That's all I had going for me. And
up,
here we
up,
are.
Down, down, side, side, yep. A, B, A, B, but, A, B, A, B.
But here's the point. And, like, I don't really do the serious shows during election season. You know, I do my show. And, you know, I'll do, like, Hannity to joke around. But I was just talking to Sean Hannity about this. And I want to make this point. Okay? The fact that all of these Kamala rallies keep happening over Zoom, they really show you how little people care about her, okay, to answer your question. It's like nobody even likes her enough to leave the house and drive to a rally, Okay. They're like, hey, you want to support Kamala? Only if I can do it in sweatpants. Okay? I'll support Kamala between innings in the Phils game later, okay? And that's what they're doing. They're doing a thing, right? It's called Paisans for Kamala this weekend. It's happening over Zoom. They're not even going to a pizza place. Like, no one will leave the house for this woman. And it tells you everything you need to know. They're treating this campaign like it's COVID. You got to stay 6 feet away from it at all times.
There's going to be so many dudes in sweatpants and wife beaters. I don't know if you can say that anymore.
Yep.
So many people in flexible pants and wife beaters. So, I mean, I can't wait to see them all on Zoom.
Good for you. They're called spouse beaters. You can't gender it. You dare. Now we're both canceled.
You got to catch a train. Do I got to let you go, or you got more time? What do we got to do here?
I'm out for you. Let it roll. Don't worry about it, man. I'm just happy to be here.
I don't want to keep you late. I don't want Jenny Fela getting mad at me, because then, you know, she really controls your show, and then that's all I need. So
let's talk about Jenny Fela came to Fox today because her parents are here from Ohio, which means they're out in the middle of Times Square buying fake Rolexes right now. You know. Her poor dad, the dairy farmer, is flirting with a dude in a wig, and he has no idea. You know, let them be. They're learning some things right now. Don't worry about them. They're going to be here all night. I have to go somewhere, but that's fine.
What about the fake Captain America, the fake Hulk, the fake Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse? I mean, it's just, it's gross, isn't it?
Well, yes. If you've seen the guy in Times Square, it's clearly Captain South America, okay? A little bit of an accent. It's not quite, you know. Actually a burrito wrap. Go ahead.
I heard that the Venezuelan migrant gangs are driving you home tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, but you never know how far you're going to get because it's a stolen car. That's the thing. They don't get you all the way there. You know, you have like Uber X. This is like Uber maybe. And, you just go till the siren comes on, and then everybody runs in their own direction.
Give me your debate prediction for Tuesday night. What can we expect?
Well, listen, I expect, strong arguments to be made by Kamala and Waltz. I think Waltz will do great as well. Wouldn't it be so funny if she brings him, like, the interview, and they just don't even acknowledge how insane that is, like the interview?
He's just standing there next to her the entire time, but they never say it.
I would love that so much. So this is what I think needs to happen, and I know you know all too well about prepping Trump for debates. The way to make Kamala look bad is, you know, he just has to give her room. He has to let her speak, man. It's like when you think about the last debate, okay, the Biden debate, okay, Biden, you know, didn't get ripped off the ticket because of what Trump said. He got ripped off because of what he attempted to say. You know what I'm saying? And right. It was Trump staying out of the way that really allowed Biden to establish to the world. You know, they use the phrase, the elevator doesn't go to the top floor. But this guy wasn't even, this guy was taking the stairs. I mean, he wasn't, you know, there was no elevator option. Okay.
Well, he was falling down the stairs. Let's be honest. I know. Let's say that's correctly, you know.
But thank you. But that's the challenge for Trump. It's like you want to beat her, but you don't want to beat her so bad that the donors yank her off the ticket next. And now you got to debate another guy for the last 52 days.
They're just going to keep swapping people out. It's going to be like the Friday before the election. It'll be like, and here's Senator Joe Lieberman. We brought him back.
It's like a wedding. You know how in weddings they don't specifically say the guy? They say, do you take this man? You know? That's what it is now. When the ballot goes out, it's going to say Donald Trump or person. Or Donald Trump or your name here.
There's some Democrat beating the doors of the Electoral College, like in The Graduate, like knocking on the church doors, you know. Let me be the one.
I'm laughing at that reference because here in New York City, we actually have a controversy because AOC actually bought season tickets to the Electoral College. She's just finding out they don't have a football team. So it's a whole mess. She's filing a big fraud report. People are upset.
I heard she wants to be the mascot. Is there any truth to that, Jimmy Fela?
She would fit in the costume because she's like 2'7". Same size as Gutfeld, oddly enough. But
All right, buddy, go catch your train and catch whatever else you're going to get from being airborne in New York City. Jimmy Failla, tune in Saturday night, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Fox News, Saturday night with Jimmy Failla. We love you, brother. We'll talk soon.
See you, babe.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along here at the Grand Hotel, I know I'm late. What do we got to do? Anything? What is it?
Cherry Hill.
Again? All right, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Got an amazing, amazing opportunity for you to drive a beautiful Volvo that you will love. Right now is a great opportunity. A 36-month lease on a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month, or a 36-month lease on an exciting C40 for only $369 a month. Down payment, taxes and registration fees due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Either way, no matter what car you get, whether it's the American-made S60, which I drove and I loved it. I had it for 6 months. It was a great car. So fast and stylish. But then I changed to the Volvo XC40. Maybe you want an SUV. But if you do go with the S60 and this incredible lease of only $369 a month, for 36 months, you're going to drive a car made right here in the United States of America, and you'll get the amazing experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. Because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. They always do what is right. It is a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing that luxury Volvo buying experience you deserve, and they always do what is right. They will get you the most aggressive incentives for that Volvo. So don't wait. Go see them today. Judith, Yosef, the entire team, they love to see you. Can't wait to meet you. They can't wait to give you the amazing, unforgettable deal that you deserve. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Go see them today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
The following is a paid commercial.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.